the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue, and I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action,
and I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Thank you for joining me this Thursday, May 21st. 2026, you know, I am just excited because, you know, we got so much done
over the last couple years. And every time I think about it, I just feel a spirit. You know, I feel that a job well done, you know, on the air. So I know a lot of people called me and they're starting to find out that this Friday will be my last show. And I've been talking about it all week. Y'all more than welcome to call in 833-212-1017. Talk about your best favorite truth moment on the Tory Lowe show or just even on the truth for the last 5 years. That's always been, we left the lines open for that all week. We never, you know, I just want to make sure that I open up the lines for those that want to call in and chime in any kind of way. But I'm just so excited about just the future and the things that we're trying to do as far as the community. And, you know, it's just never going to stop. And once again, we're just going to take another shape, but the impact is going to be even more powerful. Understand what I'm saying? So salute, 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 salute. Salute to everybody that's joining me in the chat. I'm going to miss my chat. I'm going to miss my chat, Andrew. I got the best chat in the world. I got the best chat in the world. Also, before I get into the chat, Friday after the show, we're going to be in the Third Street Market Hall. You know, it's the after show. After the show, I guess. We're going to be having fun in the Third Street Market Hall. If y'all want to pull up, pull up and enjoy some time with your boy Tory Lowe. The last Tory Lowe show is Friday, and the after show party, I guess it's a celebration, after show celebration, will be in the Third Street Market Hall. And I'll be making some announcements as well on Friday, too. Some very huge announcements will be made on Friday. So salute to everybody that's tapped in. We still got to get the work done. We still got to repair the village. It ain't going to stop. and nothing dictates that. That's why I try to tell y'all, don't let nothing dictate what your purpose is. If man can control your purpose, then from what I understand, it's not, if man can sway your purpose, it's not from God. You know, you just, that's you. That's you. You did that. You said that. You did that. You know, it doesn't matter what takes place. Progress continues. Energy never changes. It just switches forms. You know, energy is always ongoing. So who we got in the chat? We got Essie in the chat. How you doing, Essie? She says, good afternoon. Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real. Salute, King. I appreciate you. Mo the Elephant in the chat. Josh, as usual, is in the chat. Josh says, salute to Tory and Truth Nation. Dang, this week going by fast. I don't want this smoke. Salute to Jeff. Jeff joining us in the chat. Good afternoon. Salute Tory and everyone in the chat. Hey, look, I love Truth Nation. Not really a city girl joining the chat. She says, good afternoon, everyone. How y'all doing? Mark the Barber, Mark Reed is in the chat. No matter the change that goes on, you guys made this a powerful radio station for the black listeners. Blessings to all on your new adventures. Salute. I thank you. I appreciate you, brother. One of the best barbers in the city. I appreciate him for joining in the chat as usual. And we got Miracle Temple, Pastor Milton in the chat. I've seen him graduate. Pastor Milton, you graduated. I think it was from Alverna. What was it in? I wasn't even invited to the party. But I'm proud of you, and I appreciate you for all that you do for the people in the community. Pastor Milton is an amazing minister, one of the brothers from the cloth that I hang out with. Y'all know me. You know, I don't like sketchy folks, you know. You know, so if I'm hanging out with folks that I really believe that they heart is on the right side of the fence. I really believe that. Also, who do we got? Let me see. We got Anita. I see you, Anita. Anita Nicole in the chat. What's up, Tory and Truth Nation? Volume 1 is great workout music. Ooh, we dropped that Volume 1. We dropped that Tory Lowe Show Volume 1. Where is it at? Where's the count at, Andrew?
It's on YouTube, Tory.
You can find it on YouTube. And for those that got sent the email, you may have to navigate through it, because I had Andrew send me the email. You got to go in through a whole little passcode. You got to click on a couple things and get to it. But, hey, you got it.
And it was worthwhile, and it takes a little work to get.
It do take a little elbow grease to get it. But I had to find it. It kind of went, I don't know if it went in my junk mail or not. Yeah. So look, go to All Mail. Click All Mail if you got the email. And look in the All Mail, and it's Andrew. Don't it say Andrew Zimmel on there? Yeah, Andrew sent it out yesterday. Sir Chance says, what up, though? Let's all party on Friday after the show, Third Street. And we're going to be at Third Street Market Hall. I can't wait. Lady B is in the chat. She says, love you, Tori. Love you, Lady B. I appreciate you. Hey, look, we have an amazing, amazing following. We have amazing people. And I'll tell you this, we are the journey continues. And Friday, we will have an amazing time. It was a great celebration. A lot of accomplishments to be kind of reflect on. A lot of different situations was brought to the city through this platform. And I will never forget this platform as we move into the next situation. It's just, I'll never forget Truth Nation. I started Truth Nation. I started interacting with Truth Nation. We built this concept to where the listeners was able to be actually involved in what's actually happening out here. And I hope that continues. But as we move on, the movement continues. Trust me. Like, we just finna go into another space, but it's going to be way more work being done. I'm telling you, way more work being done, way more community resource being done. So I can't wait. I'm extremely excited. Friday, we'll be out at the Third Street Market Hall. And maybe I might have to, you know, talk to the listeners. If y'all can't make it out, a listener hit me up and said, Tori, what if we can't make it to the Third Street Market Hall? And I understand that, you know. We'll see. We'll see what's up next. We'll see if we can drop it on there. I was going to wait till we got to the Third Street Market Hall. But, you know, we'll see. I hear you, and I understand. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seeing all the forces moving slow, open doors for the low, still the voice of the voices. When you feeling like you running out of choice, boy, Tory got the remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he gotta go to war when he sees demons. He been in them cold nights, when he had to learn to hold tight. When the pain from the bottom was too much to bear, he was there to get you through the storm. And the advocate, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory
Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Truth Nation is chiming in. I see some comments on the mixtape. Hey, look, the mixtape is live on YouTube, and it's a thank you to everybody that tuned into the show. It's a thank you, you know, it's appreciation. I was gonna put it on Spotify because, you know, they was like, no, I said, no, I want this to be unique to the Truth Nation listeners. At least it's volume one. Now, if I start charging $200 for volume two, y'all understand. But this volume one went out there as appreciation for the fans, like that tune in every day. I know we got some elders that may not like the you know the the hip hop R&B style of music, or you know, the political rap style of music. But it's time to change that music genre. You know, it's time to, like, we don't all that shooting and popping and doing all of that. No, I'm an advocate, so my music gonna be geared toward front lines. So, if you like the you know, spinning the block and stuff like that, this ain't for you. This ain't the album for you. If you like getting out and helping the community and getting them fools off the street, that's the mixtape for you. This the right mixtape for the front lines. You know, all the, and everything that I've done in the community. A lot of people be like, man, like Tory, like, did this really happen? Everything that have happened over the last 17 years have happened. This is like, you know how the drug dealers say they moved 20 keys. Did you really save that many people? Did you really go and rescue a lot of these girls out of human trafficking? Yes, it happened. Like, I'm in the past. I was about to retire. You know, I was taking too many chances. I had too many close calls with my life. So I was like, man, let me take a time out. But God moved me into radio for the last 5 years. And then now we're being moved into, I can't wait to, you know, talk about a lot of the things that's coming up, maybe tomorrow, definitely at the after set, after the show. Definitely we're going to talk about it there. But like I said, this is a time to be excited about what's moving forward and just thankful about what we did in the past and what we were able to accomplish in this space. And so it was a verse in the Bible that said, if you be faithful over a few things, just faithful over a few things, God will open it up and make you expand it and make you rule over many things. This is scripture. So when you are on your purpose and on your journey and you're faithful to the mission, and you know, God will reward you with the next space and open it up. So a lot of people was like, oh, no, that's from your perception, because maybe you don't have purpose. I don't know. But when you have purpose, you know that your job is never done. Like, it's more to come. We just hit the tip of the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg with what we about to do. Josh Hogan said he didn't get a copy of the mixtape. He said he didn't get a copy. It's on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. But he want a copy. He want his own copy.
I just put it in the YouTube chat as well, Tori.
Oh, to get the copy, how to download it?
Yeah,
oh.
I put the YouTube link already up.
Andrew said he got the YouTube link down. They say they want the MP3s. I don't know. Maybe resend your email, Josh, in the chat. Or I said check. Mine went, when Andrew sent it to me, it didn't come in my regular mail. So I hit all mail, and it was there. So maybe you got to hit the button where it says all mail, and then you'll see it. I had to hit the all mail button. It didn't come into my regular email for some reason, Andrew. So, but like I said, hit all mail, and it may be in there, or just kind of resend it and then kind of look for it. We'll get it to you. Just resend the email.
But this is why we did the release on a Wednesday.
And this is why we did it on a Wednesday, right?
I knew we would have a Thursday and potentially a Friday to kind of sort all these things out.
Well, I see some people said that there was a great listen. Where I seen Anita in here. She said she listened to the mixtape. If y'all listen to the mixtape, let me know how y'all feel about it. I love it. I mean, when I'm out driving down the street, I got it cranked. I got it cranked. And when I'm getting ready, it kind of give you the spirit of like, I'm, you know, we about to make it a great day and really be effective in the neighborhood to me.
Puff.
That's puff. I ain't heard a lot of music that made me feel that way. Sometimes I listen to music and I think I may want to go get a pool shiesty, man. Sometimes I want to get, you know, go run up in the gas station. That's me. That's, if you ain't careful, you might listen to this music and get out here and crash out.
Steal a honey bun.
Yeah, like you might go left with if you paying attention to the lyrics. But no, this is about celebration of community. This is about just, I would let the young people listen to it too. If you older and you don't, this ain't your thing, I would give it to the teenagers and let them listen to it. Let them get that spirit of community in their soul. Let it cleanse through the soul. I mean, somebody asked me, like, Tory, like, why do you talk about community so hard. I said, why do these other people talk about what they doing so hard? This is my real life. You know what I mean? I ain't even got to make nothing up. The reality of what we've been through and what we were able to do is enough. So let's make sure that we understand that it's time to change the culture and make sure that we get in the spirit of being a resource. This is what this is about. Being resourceful, being active, stop being so reactionary, stop following ideas that you don't get no benefit from. Let's really come together and really truly change the community. Only reason the community ain't changed because your mind ain't changed. That's it. The only reason the community ain't changed because you ain't changed. Your mind frame haven't changed. The direction that you're going have not changed. So if you're continuing to go the same direction, you're going to continue to wonder why is nothing going on. At some point, you got to break your mind free from being a sheep, from being a bot. You got to go into go mode. You got to get into active mode. You got to switch. You got to hit that button. Anita Nicole says, I was at the gym at 5:30 a.m. and it helped me to put in an extra 30 minutes. That's powerful. She was listening to the mixtape. She said she was at the gym and the mixtape kept her going, kept her motivated. She also goes on to say, mixtape, not long enough. Volume 2, let's go. It's only, what, 30 minutes? It's only 30 minutes. Jasmine said, jammed to the album in two loops. The salsa song had me distracted. Also, burnt the salmon. He was up there, you know. Damn. She was doing that cha-cha. You know we gonna sprinkle on the flavor. You know, we take everything and we sprinkle it. You know, I took advocacy and all I did was sprinkle on the Obey. You know, I put that Obey, that seasoning on it. You feel me? Hey, I was listening to this when I was getting dressed today. And on ESPN Wisconsin, they just go, this is my intro. So, hey, well, look. I appreciate everybody that dialed in. I appreciate everybody that support, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. If y'all could only see what I see, you'll be excited. You'll be extremely excited. And I'm excited as we move into what's next. The group, I don't know how to say what the whole name is, but the Zenith group, we are going to miss listening to you, Tori. Best luck to you moving forward. And I'll tell you this, as I move forward, we move forward too. Trust me. Y'all get to come with me. I'm not leaving nobody behind. Anybody that just keep up with what I'm doing. And y'all going to see, oh, this is what Tori was talking about. This is what he was saying. This is what he meant. And it's just like that. It's never going to stop. We're going to continue to expand and do more for our communities, for our people. And when I say you got to regroup, rethink, and reshape, that's also for everyday life, every time. You got to always continue to reshape, regroup, retool, and it gets better. Trust me, I'm the best in the country. I'm the best in the country at what I do. And I'm telling you, we got more to do. And we are ready, and we are prepared, and we are fully loaded on moving forward. Hey, when we come back, we got the Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Crying in the hallway, who gon' speak? She say, Tory Lowe. North side, south side.
Same pain, same tears on a different door. He the one they call when they can't breathe, when they can't take it anymore. Ever get Tory love? He gon' ride when it's time, let the city know. From the hood to the front row. If you hurt, say the word, he gon' stand ten toes. Ever get Tory love? Every step, every march, he be in that snow. When it rain, when it cold. If you stuck in the dark, he gon' pull you on. Send him out by the lakefront, bullhorn. Voice cut through the breeze.
101, 7 and 2. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got the Pop Culture Report by our favorite Pop Culture Report reporter, Nazir Spencer, in studio.
Yes, sir.
Nazir.
Yes, sir. We back.
We back. Now, I'm going to say this, you know. I don't know if this was a legitimate response from Kendrick, because they got a, it's like a song out here.
Wow. I didn't even know about this.
Okay, what, so I saw this today, and I don't know if it's legit or was it AI. I thought I would ask you. But I guess, allegedly,
yeah,
there's a response from Kendrick. But nowadays, I can't tell. Cause
it's like AI or something?
It could be, because you know how Eminem got them stands.
Yeah, you already know.
They rap just like Eminem, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. So is it like,
I don't know if Kendrick got...
What's the name of it? You know the name of it?
I don't know the name of it, but I know it was like the video was him... had a owl in an ice block with surrounded by dynamite with a rope with the fuse being lit going toward the dynamite.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see nothing
okay.
about that.
I saw it today.
Oh, that was today. Okay.
On the way in.
Maybe it's out there right now. Maybe I have to try to find it. I don't know. I haven't seen nothing like that.
Okay, well, we got one more day. We got Friday to try to see if that was a legitimate.
If he respond, that's...
I gotta wait to see if it was legitimate, because the first wave is like, we got to figure out if it's real or not.
Oh, man.
Now, I looked around in the comments to try to see if somebody could kind of make out what it is.
Yeah.
But it's allegedly a Kendrick diss.
I feel like he would have posted that like on all his socials though, right? Like he liked to roll it out.
I checked his social.
Ain't nothing was there.
It was, here we go. This song right here.
Let me see that. Look AI.
It do look AI, but
yeah. I don't know.
It sounds like Kendrick. I don't know.
Ah, man. I don't know.
That's the bad part about it. You can't tell now.
Y'all got to keep, hey, people listening, man, be careful what you see on the internet.
Right. It got 34,000 views on the one I saw. It could be AI.
If it's only 34,000 views, it ain't.
Yeah, it just
real.
Dropped.
It can't be real.
A lot of the bloggers is sharing it.
I feel like, man, the bloggers, though, they be having some type of inside information.
They
sometimes.
And they be spreading the same stuff. But anyway, I just asked you.
I might have to look into that. That's a good note for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But. Look, I got a few things right now. Hey, real quick, though, I just saw this. Wiz Khalifa has reportedly been placed on Romania's wanted persons list after failing to report for a 9-month prison sentence.
What?
I don't know what that's about. Romania? What was he in Romania doing? I don't even know. Well, how is he? He's on the most wanted list right now. He's wanted. Like, they're trying to get him for a 9-month, like, prison
like
sentence.
Like, he was in court.
I don't know if he was smoking weed or something.
You know they can get you for like.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they usually do. Vapes.
Yeah,
you know.
They had, what's her name? The WNBA
player. The basketball
player. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I forgot her name. But they had her over there for like 8 months. Brittany Griner,
yeah.
They had her over there for 9 months. Wiz Khalifa, he on the wanted list.
Well, you know Wiz Khalifa was rolling. He smoked all the time, so he probably got caught.
He's a smart dude, too, so he ain't going to do nothing like sober. So he ain't going to be, like, violent or nothing.
But he do got weed on him in some countries.
Every time.
Some countries got different laws than the United States. But we arrogant. We from the United States. We some
we
of the most it, arrogant. Yeah.
We do it in states
Americans,
we're not supposed to.
We go and we think everything is how it is here.
Right.
But when you get to other countries, they don't have the freedom or the laws are different.
A lot different.
There's some people going to jail in other countries for yelling at people in public. Like in Dubai, you can't snap out at nobody in public.
You can't talk about the queen in England.
Yeah, you can't say nothing about the queen in England.
Because you get arrested right away. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you. Like, so that's why I tell people, when you're trying to travel international, you need to read the rules. What not to do.
Because if he get nine months in Romanian prison, like, I feel like that's... terrifying, because like, what are their? I know prison's terrifying in general, but like, across the world, nobody you know close to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just stuck in jail. That make no sense.
And ain't no telling what they doing in them jails.
Oh, here you go.
You think we got bad jails in America?
What you think?
I don't know.
What you saying, Tory Lowe?
Don't go to jail over there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
I'm scared.
I didn't watch the movies, the Russian movies where they punching people and there's a lot of abuse going on in these.
I'm scared to even think about
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know?
At least in our jail system, you ain't supposed to be abused. You getting abused. You might get abused, but you ain't supposed to be.
Right. Wiz Khalifa, too. I mean, he got money, you know. I don't know. Maybe they'd be scared of him because he tatted up or something. But
well, he it's definitely a weed thing with him.
It got to be.
Come on now. He ain't doing nothing.
He not doing nothing else.
He just makes songs and smoke.
He just vibe.
And mess with girls. You know? Like, he ain't even out here gangster like that.
Yeah,
you know
nah.
I mean?
He's a smart dude.
Smart dude. But like I said, he rolling. He want to roll up. He may have, you know, while he was performing, kind of, you know.
Well, he was performing in Romania.
Yeah, you know how much money you could get performing overseas?
I guess, but
I mean, it's a lot of money outside the United States. It's rappers that ain't even famous in the United States that's getting a bag overseas.
Really?
Yeah. It's rappers from Milwaukee that go overseas every year.
Who?
I forgot the young man name because he ain't popular in the United States.
Really?
But when I first came home, I forgot his name is on the tip of my tongue. He goes to overseas to do music, and he makes money.
That's crazy. Hey. Tory Lowe getting y'all some tips out there. If y'all listening, y'all trying to pursue music, start overseas, like the NBA.
That's why a lot of artists, they'll start them out over there so they can get polished and then run them back to the United States.
Like the G League.
Well, now they got TikTok and stuff like that, so now they looking for artists already polished. Like,
well, you can make a
right now, I don't know if that system still exists because now people got Instagram, TikTok, they can create their own fans. You can have 200,000 followers before you even get a deal.
So Wiz was overseas just smoking and performing, like getting a bag, super bag.
I don't know. Like we all know Wiz Khalifa is if he in trouble, he got caught with some weed. That's
yes, absolutely. There's no other way.
You can put some money on that.
Oh yeah, we go on couch and bet on that one. But look, I got another idiot on the Eagles that got in trouble.
What's up with these football players lately?
Nolan Smith was arrested for allegedly speeding and reckless driving, per the Georgia Gazette.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
So 137 miles per hour in a 70 miles per hour zone. What car are you driving, first of all? 70 miles per hour, you going?
A Maserati.
He's a former Georgia football player, and his mugshot is just him, like, slightly smirking.
All right, let me tell you this. It's going to come a time where the league going to just get rid of these type of players. You can't, with social media out here, and if you were to kill somebody, and we talk about reckless driving all the time. We talk about reckless driving in our city. We hate reckless driving going on.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, you think that you finna get funded to be reckless? The league gonna start cutting them off. They're gonna start saying they're gonna start coming back. It's gonna be a little breach of contract type thing. And they're going to just get rid of these people. And then they're going to be running around like Andrew, with the old boxer that's going around.
Andrew, I know you're talking about.
Broner or something.
Yeah, Anthony Broner.
Out there stealing folks' money.
Yeah, he lost. I don't know what's wrong with him. But you got to think, too, the NFL, they don't really
Adrian
care.
Adrian Broner.
Yeah, Adrian Broner. The NFL don't really care, though. Let's be real. I mean, we what's the case we've been following? The Mike Vrabel case? Nothing going on with that. I'm just saying. Because the NBA, they was quick to fire Ime Udoka for getting with one of the, you know, clients or whatever. Not clients, but one of the workers on his team.
Look what happened to the guy from Michigan.
I'm saying. Look, the NFL don't really care.
Well, I'll say this.
They get a slap
you got to
have
the complexion for the connection. You can't do what they do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can't.
You can't. You can't do it. Yeah. You're right.
You can't.
Ime Udoka was out of there in like a week.
So what
not
I'm
even.
Saying,
maybe less.
I mean, the other, you know, I'm trying to tell. And it was highly publicized.
They was posting out everywhere. They ain't talking about Mike Vrabel no more.
And when is wife like Nia Long?
Yeah. I'm like, that's
I mean, you know what? What's weird is we y'all worship these celebrity relationships. But look at Halle Berry. Halle Berry was just on a podcast saying that she had to fake the ending in her relationships to keep the man happy.
Wow.
Like, I saw that. I was like, oh, wow, yeah. I was like, oh, wow. Like, this is just something that I saw yesterday.
She had to
and then look at Vivica Fox. You know, all of these actresses and stuff like that. This is why we should stop trying to make these celebrities relationship goals. Well, because we don't know the truth.
Right. I'm just saying, though. Getting them out of there if they look like us. And look, I'm just saying, these players are not smart right now. They have all the money in the world. And like me, I'm 24 years old. If I get that type of money, I'm not doing stupid stuff like that.
I think that when people do bonehead stuff like this, that they've been hitting helmet to helmet of too many times.
Even before that, though. Even before they even get to the league, they do stupid stuff.
But like I said, they've been crashing helmets since Little League.
I guess. College ain't that
maybe
bad.
Maybe had a missed concussion somewhere.
College just as soft as the league.
I'm just saying.
Man.
They know that these athletes may have some brain damage.
It's just a shame, man. Seeing these young players that you want to see do good, and they just do stupid stuff.
All right, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we have more Pop Culture Report with Nazir Spencer. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Heard them bots talking, but they sounded real slow. About that action. Yeah. Lock in and ready to go. Hey. Oh. Woo. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Woo. Oh. Yeah. 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 Bitch. Steel toe soul.
1017 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Nazir Spencer.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, I've been bumping this song that just played off the
mixtape. I was
going to
say, when I was producing this, and this one there.
Yeah, I mean, this was bang. Like, when you brought, you ready to hit the speaker,
yeah,
that
bang,
I turned the bass up.
Why all the good songs? Well, I mean, it was already good songs. Hold on. It was already good songs, but
you can't throw it all out there. You know?
I know. I wanted to play that stuff, though.
It woke me up. And when I hear that song, I just,
I just get the bounce, rolling. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't want to waste no gas, but I do take an extra trip around the corner.
Nah, I'm still not wasting gas. Not right now. Hey, I got something for you, man. I want to talk about two things sports related. One with the Bucks and one with kind of the Packers.
Okay.
But the Bucks, the Heat are reportedly offering Milwaukee native Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Khalil Ware, and the number 13 pick, and two future first-round picks for Giannis. I think that's the best we're going to get, to be honest with you.
For the Heat?
Yeah. For the Heat, we get Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, their sixth man, and their new young, really tall, 7'1" center, Khalil Ware.
But is he
Ware.
Good?
Yeah, I think that's good.
It's his potential.
Khalil Ware is nice. Very nice. Absolutely. He's 7'1". For Giannis.
But you know, it's only one Wimby, though. Like I said, you up there, I'm just talking.
I say he's good. He ain't generational.
Okay. Wimby's, I'm just saying. Wimby's he gets to hold the roster spot.
Right, yeah. I'm telling you.
Is he good for 20 points or is he good for 27?
I think he's more defensive, but he could definitely play some offense.
Well,
though.
We definitely need
he's
some
young.
Defense.
Yeah. I don't know.
Tyler
Hero,
him up, yeah.
Yeah, Tyler Hero, he's been to the finals twice. You know, he don't got a ring or nothing, but he got two Eastern Conference, you know, titles. He's a great player. He's sixth man of the year at one point. I mean,
he hurt though.
He was hurt that last year. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying is people don't, depending on the injury, they kind of lose a little juice a little bit.
Yeah. You want to
injure, you know, Tyler Hero, which I like him. I like him.
Yeah.
But you already know.
It's my boy Tyler, man. I mess with Tyler.
We don't want to be fascinated with the image. We want to know what the health sheet look like.
Right. I don't know. I think
I'm just saying.
What's the best we go get, though? I mean, outside of that,
Well, just let's wait and see what, because if they threw that on the table, that means other teams would have to come with either something better. Because, you know, it's what they call the sweepstakes.
A lot of
teams. It's the Giannis sweepstakes.
Yeah. A lot of teams don't want to give up that much, though. Like, they don't, like, they saw Luka trade and they thought, okay, well, Anthony Davis not even on the Mavs no more. But the Mavs got Cooper Flagg now, so it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, after that
trade. They just found another Luka, younger Luka.
Right. Pretty much. Like, an American Luka.
Right.
You know? So, I don't know. I just think teams are a little bit more cautious on.
Dallas going to keep a nice white boy on the team.
Oh, every time. Every time. They had Jason Kidd at one point. Right. And he was coaching. Yeah, they just fired him.
Dallas, they look for like.
Always.
That's what they do.
He dating a black girl, though. Shout out Cooper Flagg.
Okay, well, like I said, you know, hopefully it don't turn out to be a situation like Travis Kelce.
Oh, you might be right.
I'm just hoping not.
Dang.
I hope it ain't like
that. It's a new fear
that.
Unlocked now.
I'm just saying.
Man, he's dating the girl. So they both went to Duke. She played on the women's basketball team.
Well, maybe it might work out.
But, you know, I don't know. I think this.
White chocolate.
Yeah. People might call him that in Dallas.
Right.
Think about that, you know. I like Dallas.
He's going to get a shag.
But what would you say, Andrew?
He's going to get a shag.
What is that?
You guys don't know what shag is?
With the back, where the hair be in the back.
Oh, no, I don't do that. He don't need that.
That's Dallas original right there.
I thought you were talking about Spy Who Shagged. Austin Powell.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, he don't need that. I don't know. I think this is the best package we're going to get, just to keep an eye out on, but whatever. The Cavs might offer some stuff if they lose.
All right, I'll say this. Now that this offer is on the table, you got to let this – sometimes you can't jump at the first offer.
No, they're not going
to
jump at it.
So, but at least it's something to weigh
the
measure what they would offer. So somebody might be like, you know what, they offer this. I might go crazy and offer this, you know.
Yeah, but
– I'm trying to tell you, the sweepstakes is real.
Giannis could be
– I think at least need to be three teams to offer before you make a choice.
Yeah. Giannis going to be mad regardless because any team that he gets traded to is going to be gutted. Like, he's not – all the players going to be going, all the picks, future picks going to be – they have to win now. They have to win, like, in the next year or two.
Right.
So, whatever. But some sad news confirmed yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, former Packers quarterback, is retiring after next year.
And I think that's about right. I think this should be his farewell season.
It's my favorite player ever.
He back with his old coach.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
The Pittsburgh Steelers just turned into the Green Bay Packers.
They got some troublesome wide receivers, so it makes sense, I guess.
No, what I'm saying is they finna use the formula that they used to win in Green Bay.
You have to.
And that means there's not a lot of learning. It's like, you know what to do.
But yeah, they like, them
you
too,
know,
yeah.
You know who to pass it
you
to.
Gotta, like, you still got to teach the offense. But
they're going to be giving it. They on another level.
Yeah. Yeah, they're different. They're too smart for the game, you know? They've seen everything.
They can call in singles by winking at each other.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
So they at least got a good coach and a good quarterback to, you know, and this should be Aaron Rodgers last year.
Sad, man. Because after last season, I thought it was over for him. I was like, man, that's my favorite player ever. I wish he got another ring, though. I don't think he'd go get one because it's a little too hard in today's day and age, man. But Aaron Rodgers, the boat, that's what I call him, the best of all time, not the GOAT. He was. I think he's the best quarterback, most talented quarterback we've ever seen. Even if Patrick Mahomes is doing what he's doing, I don't think he's better than Aaron Rodgers at his prime.
Okay, we got some information in the chat. 7435 says, Strickland is a Milwaukee rapper who made a rap group with Master Ace, Born to Roll, called EMC. They're famous in Germany.
These are Milwaukee rappers?
All lyrics. All lyrical bars. Yeah, from Milwaukee, strictly.
In Germany?
Yeah, he's famous in Germany.
Wow.
And he made a group with Master Ace, Born to Roll.
What? This is crazy.
I think that's who I met. Like, it was.
Yeah.
He was famous. He would go on tour outside of the United States.
You ever had him on a show?
No, this was a long time ago. When I first came home, like 2011. I would.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because everybody need to know all routes. I think we only look at one route, like the Drake, Kendrick, Lamar route. But we don't look at marketing. We don't look at advertising campaigns, commercials, music trailers. We don't look at none of that. TV shows.
Yeah.
That's money. All that is money.
You got to travel a little bit. You got to go, you know, switch sceneries. Go do something different and then get noticed by doing that. And then once you get that notice, all them views, you'll get all the praise when you come back to the United States because nobody else doing what you're doing.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you this. I'd rather have the income coming in than to be famous.
Yeah. That's true.
Sometimes you could be famous and don't have the income coming in.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
I'm trying
true.
To tell you. It's a lot of people that the people that make the most money off of rap music don't even know how to rap.
Man. That's sad. That's sad.
All right.
That's sad. Moment of silence for them. Right? That's sad. That's sad.
If I'm cutting you a check, what does my check look like?
Right.
Okay.
See, if you got a homie that make music, you better get him on the right path, man. Anybody listening, I got a homie on music, or if you own music yourself. But real quick, one of my favorite shows of all time ended yesterday. It's called The Boys. I don't know if you ever seen it.
What was it, on Netflix?
It was on Amazon Prime. It's one of those. So the show is around these superheroes, but they're not superheroes. This is like if Milwaukee has superheroes, it would be like they're trash. Like they're evil. Like they're secretly evil. Mm-hmm. They're dreading people. They don't like anybody. They're just normal human beings that suck. And there's a group that are trying to take them down. It's a cool little idea that they came up with. It just ended yesterday after 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Great show. Go check it out. I think you should check it out.
I might have to watch it. I'm going to take your recommendation.
I think it also it makes fun of, like, politics. So I think people enjoy that because we kind of need that sometimes.
How many seasons was it?
Five. That was the fifth season.
So I got to go binge.
I mean, it's only
seasons.
eight episodes per season, so you'd be all right.
Oh, okay.
It's like 40 episodes.
See, I hate binging.
I know.
Because now you gotta, because if you got a full day, now the nighttime becomes where you gotta kind of sneak it in.
Yeah, you could watch like two a night.
Get no sleep cutting into my sleep time.
No, just watch two a night. You'll be all right.
We'll see.
Hey, last pop culture tomorrow. I'm going to bring some heat. I don't know what yet, but we go figure it out.
Make it powerful.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring some heat.
Make it powerful. One for the history books.
Buy your Usher and Chris Brown tickets.
Hey.
We go.
We going together. What?
Hell yeah. We can go. Chicago.
When you find a good deal, let me know.
All right, I got you. Okay. I'm going to let you know.
When you see the good deal, let me know.
Yeah, we go slide together.
Okay.
All right.
Look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.